build you a library with all the best books. I'm going to give you all the best food. I'm going to give you, don't have to worry about anything. The only thing I want you is, you be my slave. You do what I want. So in the beginning you said, wow, I don't want to be a slave of nobody. But then he explains to you, you know what I mean by you being my slave? Whatever you do, it's not for me. It's for you. So what do you say to a guy like this? Would you take it or not? Sure, what? Menucha, I go, I've got a house, I've got everything I need. The only thing I have to do is what he tells me to do. And what he tells me to do is only for my own benefit. In other words, the best thing that you can have. This is exactly the idea of Eved Ivri. If you be an Eved of God, this is the real free man. Because then, everything you do in life is only for the best and only for the good, because God is your Father. He loves you. And whatever he tells you to do is only for the best. For you. And whatever you do is going to stay. There is this, they tell about this guy who the king told him, you can go to the treasure hall and treasure house and you can take whatever you want out. And when he came out, the king kicked the box, he took all the gold and threw it away. And you now go and do it again. So he's doing it this twice, three times, four times, and he's really getting angry. What are you doing? Why do you throwing everything I'm saying? You're telling me go in, and then you throw everything. He says, don't worry. I just empty the box so you can go and take more. When you come out, the last time, you will take everything I throw, everything is yours. That's what God is telling us. Sometimes we think God is throwing us, the things we do. It doesn't look so good. He's kicking us. He's doing things. But it's all to make us do more mitzvahs. It's all to make us to elevate ourselves. But the point is, how do we look at things? Now, if we really believe, and that's the basic, the emuna. If we really believe, like Yitro believed, and he heard, and he looked for the truth. He knew this is the truth. Now, you have to imagine to yourself, who is Yitro? Yitro is a high priest of Midian. For example, if you want to, maybe it's a little exaggeration, but imagine to yourself the Pope in the Vatican coming up on the porch and all the millions of people are there down there and he's telling them, listen, our religion is nonsense. It's nothing. From this day on, I become Jewish. What do you think is going to happen? This is Yitro. This is what Yitro is doing. Yitro is a high priest of Midian. But this is the picture, you have to understand. Yitro Kohen Midian, the Torah is mentioning it again and again, Yitro Kohen Midian, because it's not just another guy who came. He is the high priest of Midian. And this guy one day tells the Midianite, okay, that's it. From this day on, I'm not worshipping any idols, I'm going to be with God. And then he goes back and he tries to convince everybody to be a part of the Jewish nation. There is a lot of things, did he not, who was, who didn't, but the idea is very clear. And this is hearing something and doing the right thing. So, we were born to be Jewish, which is the obligation, but it's also a privilege. And what Yitro is teaching us, for example, is the right way to be Jewish. Because Yitro is not somebody who was born Jewish. He doesn't have to do anything. The only thing he has to do, if he wants, is the 7 mitzvot bnei noach. That's all. But this is not enough for him. He wants to be a part of Am Yisrael. In other words, he chooses to be a part of Am Yisrael. Now, if somebody chooses something, how is he doing things? Like somebody who is forced to do it? Or much better? Much better. So in other words, if Yitro is really talking to us and telling us, listen, I know we all were born Jewish and we have this obligation and the duties and we have to do the mitzvahs. And sometimes we do them, you know, in a way, it's like I had this guy sitting near me in shul a few years ago, and after davening he told his son, okay, we can put a V. And I said, but what do you put a V? Okay, we davened. Like, it's another duty I have to do in the day. I finished it, I can go on. And, you know, years later, unfortunately, his children are not exactly religious. But I understand it. When you see somebody that the only thing that is interesting for him is he's doing the mitzvah because he has to do them, not because he wants to do them, it's a big difference. So in other words, if we want to educate our kids, if we want to be better, we have to do things because we choose to do them. Because we love God. That's why we do the mitzvah. Not because we have to.
He heard all the great things that happened to Jews. So he wasn't just becoming Jewish until Jews became successful. That's my point. So his coming, his conversion, if you will, not such a high level, you know? I mean, it's very easy to join a group that's on the top of the world.
Yeah, but you say join the group doesn't mean I join the group, and it's not being like a part of the Christian religion. You just join them and you have to do nothing. When you become Jewish, you have to, you are committed.
Yeah.
You have to claim. Exactly, you have to commit yourself. So that's a very good thing. Without, there's no doubt about it. If you believe in God, so you elevate God. You know, God is the one, and that's it. Exactly, that's the idea. You have to think like Yitro. I'm coming to be a part of this nation. Why? Because they are successful.
They didn't join when Moshe told them going down the Mitzrayim.
He didn't know anything about it. Yeah, because he didn't know anything about it. Let's not forget that we are talking now, because one of the opinions says that Yitro came after Matan Torah. Why is this opinion? Because the same reason you said. Because before, there was no Jewish nation, really. Because the whole thing started when we got the Torah. Because before, we weren't committed to do the mitzvahs. So in other words, the commitment came only after Matan Torah. So for this idea, this is the discussion. Why? Some say that it came before, and some say it came before, because there's a big difference. Because if you come after Matan Torah, it means that you know already the obligation. You know what you have to do, and it's not only to be a part of Am Yisrael and enjoy good life and have a God that does miracles. You have also to do something. And it's the same way as when Am Yisrael came to the ocean and the God told them, stop shouting, go in. Why? Because till now, everything was given to them, be doing nothing. He says, now I want you to do the ishtadlu. You do something. Because if you don't do anything, that's not the idea. The idea is we have to do something. We have to do something for God, and then everything happens. So Yitro is teaching us that he is a goy. He was not born to be Jewish. He doesn't have to get. He doesn't have to commit to. He's not committed to the mitzvahs. But he comes in and chooses. Now, definitely, somebody who chooses to do something. When you choose to do something, you do it the best way you can because you chose it because you believe in it. In other words, we are believers. I hope so. But if we want to increase our belief, let's go out of the box. And let's think that we love God so much that we're not doing the mitzvahs because we have to. We're doing them because we want to. Because we love God. And it's a big difference. When you do things like this, it means that you really believe in God. It's not easy. It's not easy to really believe in God. I always give the example of this guy who is climbing the mountain. And he was preparing himself for many, many years, and he's with all the equipment, and this is a high mountain, and it's dark, and a storm starts, and he's climbing and climbing, and then suddenly he loses the contact with the rock, and he finds himself with one hand hanging on a rock. And he then, what does he do? He shouts to God. God! Suddenly he's a believer. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Suddenly they find God. So God is answering him. He says, yes, yes. And you hear the echo. Yes, yes, yes. You can tell the story in a very interesting way. So he says, God, 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 God. He says, yes, 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 yes. What do you want? Save me, God. Save me. Okay. So God's telling him, leave the rock. Now, the question is he leaving the rock or not? That's the question. That's a test of belief. If I believe in God 100%, what do? I leave my hand and I fall. Whatever is going to happen, God told me to leave the rock. But if I have doubts, and believe me, if we stand, I don't wish nobody to stand in a position like this. But sometimes when you stand in a position like this, it's not a very easy decision. We can say all the time, we believe, we believe, we believe. When it comes to the truth, What is the level of belief? Now, you can end the story in very interesting in both ways. One way is that they found him, let's say, dead the next day, frozen on this rock, and 10 centimeters behind him was a big rock that if he would left the hand, he would just stand on solid earth, solid rock. So, that's not the idea. The idea is, what are you going to do this minute that God is going to tell you to do something and you are in a danger? He said, when they say, we talked about it a lot of times, he says, somebody prays, there's a Gemara, a very famous Gemara, about two people praying to God, and they're ill. And ill, they're going to die. And they're praying to God. And one was saved, he got better, and the other one died. So the Gemara is discussing what's going on here. Why did one being saved and the other one not? So the Gemara says, one had a kavana, and the other one didn't have a kavana. So the Gemara says, impossible. Somebody who is going to die, if he prays to God, he's got all the best kavanot in the world. True or not?
True.
So what's the problem? One believed, and the other one didn't believe. That's the simple thing. You know, afilu cherev chada munachat al tzavaro shel adam, al yityaesh min harachamim. That's what's written. What's a cherev chada munachat? The sword is here. They're going to cut you. And you, if that moment you believe in God, God can save you. The point is, what is the level of belief? So those two guys, and the Gemara brings another story, but the same idea with two people. And the idea is very simple. What is the level of belief? If you want God to do something for you, first of all, believe in Him. If you don't believe in God, He's not going to do nothing for you. He will going to leave you in with nature. And that's, by the way, is what the Egypt happened to the Egyptian when they went in the sea, in the ocean. Tovim bayam. What is dayam? Dayam is teva. Teva, nature. Tovim is drowned. But tovim is also another word for teva. Tovim bateva. That's what happened to them. But Am Yisrael, olchim bayabasha betoch hayam. They went in a solid ground in the sea. And we talked about it, and amayim lahem choma. Then the Torah is changing from the ocean, from the sea, to mayim, to water. And the water is a wall from the right side and the hand side. What is water? Water is the essence of existence.
Liquid.
This liquid, without it, there is nothing in the world. But for us Jews, what is water?
Torah.
Also, the liquid of life, the Torah. And without Torah, there is nothing. Without Torah, you drown. But if, because you look around and so many things are happening, and you think to yourself, who is running everything? And you know, here and there you start thinking, this is Hezbollah and this Nasrallah, and here is this other Michiganer from here, and Bibi Netanyahu. They're not running anything. The only one who is running at this show is God. And this is something we have to put in our mind. It's not easy. Because things are happening around us. But that's the minute, that's the word of belief. That's believing. And if you really believe, Aboteach Ba'ashem, Chesed Yisur Avenu. Good things happen to you when you believe. But you have to believe. You have to be at a very high level of belief. I never forget, you know, in business you see it all the time. You need the eyes to see what's happening around you. You just open your eyes and you see it. You think the business comes from here, it comes from there. You think this is a sure business, it falls down. And then somebody else comes. I always remember this. This is one of the famous stories. One day I was going to work and I had to transfer a lot of money to Germany for a factory that I work with, the chairs. And I didn't have the money. And I'm worried about it. But I go to shul, I do my lessons, and then I go, and when I'm driving the car, and I say to God, so God, I did my share, what I normally do. It didn't affect my normal doing. Now you do yours, whatever it is, it is. I come to work, and comes this guy. And I must start before, a few days before, there came a guy who wanted to buy a set of garden furniture I had outside. And I wanted to sell it. And we had a discussion, and I lowered the price, and lowered the price, and lowered the price. And at the end, he wants to give me 10 checks, 10 payments. He says, this is for cash money, I gave you. But you know, when you already think that you sold it, you know, okay, no, what can I do? I did a bad deal, but at least I get some money. So I took those 10 payments. The next morning he comes, I talked with my wife, this is too expensive. This is too... She says, what the fuck? And you know, all the night I was thinking, well, what? I'm so stupid. Why did I sell to him? The price is no good. The payments is no good. Why did I sell to him? Am I stupid? And the next day he comes to me, the price is too high. I regret the deal. He says, okay, vakasha. I gave him the check. Shalom. No. Nothing happened. You regret. Shalom. Now, this Friday was 2 days later. I'm going to work, and as I'm saying, I'm coming to work. Comes this guy. How much is this set? And I give him the full price. Because I read my lesson. He says, okay. We go into the office. Do you have, I see you have also office chairs. Do you have conference chairs? I says, yes. I said, this. And at that time, were chairs. Each chair was about 2,000 shekel at that time. Each chair, 2,000 shekel. He says, how many of you got? I go to where else I check. I had 20. Says, you have only 20? No, already the two minds start to work. Why do I have only 20? Why do they have 50 or 60? He says, no, okay, I'll take the 20. Says, he gives me a credit card. You know, a credit card, this was a big amount of money. A credit card normally doesn't go with the, this. But this card, I took. Everything is okay. Now this guy didn't get the stuff. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. He pays me this fortune of money without even knowing if he's going to get the stuff. You know, I didn't give him anything yet. Now this is not the end of the story. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, it's not the end of the story. I sold him, and of course I've got this. He said, if you have more chairs, tell me, I buy more. And I'm already thinking, but he didn't buy anymore. But half a year later, this guy phones me. And he tells me, you know, do you remember the chairs that I bought for the office? I don't need them. I said, what do you mean you don't need them? I joint venture with another lawyer and and he's got all the furniture. I don't need them and I didn't use them. Please buy them back from me. He says, I cannot buy them back from you. He says, no, I don't care. You give me whatever price you want. So I said, I can give you less than half price because I have to sell it in a good price because it's used. He says, no problem. Come and see them. Go to the warehouse. The chairs are still in the boxes. He says, okay. I gave him an offer, very low offer. That's business. I kept the chairs. In other words, I sold those chairs again. So you tell me, is this not hashgacha? And you know, the funny thing is, the amount of money I got this Friday was exactly the money I had to transfer. And this is a true story. That's why I always tell this story because you need the eyes to look and see how God works. Sometimes it's very clear. Sometimes even if it's not clear, God is there. He's doing everything for you. And it's unbelievable. You know, you do things that you cannot even imagine. I go to an exhibition. And you know, I didn't have time. So I went only to China for 3 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because this is an exhibition, very important exhibition, and it falls, normally it falls before Rosh Hashanah, so I have the whole week I can do. And here, I had only a few days, because I have to go there, get there, and then go to the exhibition, and then come back also, it's Yom Kippur, it's Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So, what do we do? Decided that we're going. We're going for 3 days. And it's, you go to China for 3 days, it's a little crazy. So we go there, and I must tell you, we went 2 days on the exhibition, and in those 2 days, I got more than I ever got in all the other exhibitions, which I was going for a whole week. Those are huge exhibitions. You cannot see everything. But this one was in Shanghai. So this is unbelievable. So you need only to look and see that God is with you in everything. And I believe that everybody here has got his own story. We just have to open our eyes and see it. And this is exactly when you remember those stories, maybe it will increase your belief. If you look at in eyes like this, in what's happening around you, your belief is going to increase. And when your belief is going to increase, then you will get to the level of hearing the right thing and doing the right thing. Hearing the right thing and doing the right thing, it's not only to hear. It's to act accordingly. And also, the action has to be a right action. Not like Amalek, and not like all the others that just listened and did nothing about it. But like Yitro, you hear, you listen, you do what is the right thing to do. And you, we have to get, if we can, to get to this level of doing things in a way that really we are, how do we say, doing it from a choice. Not because we were born Jewish, not because we have to, but because we want to do that. And this is an unbelievable thing. I want to end this lesson with another thing. To hear, to listen, you have to, you need a good teacher. And a good teacher means that he knows how to put the things in front of you. And this is what the Torah is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu right in the beginning of our parsha. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. What does it mean lifnehem? Says Rashi, keshulchan aruch. What is keshulchan aruch? He says, if you think you can tell Am Yisrael once, twice, three times and go away, I did my share, no. If it's not clear, like you have a ready-made meal, that the only thing you have to do is to put the fork in the meat or in what's on the plate and put it in your mouth, then you finish your job. Otherwise, you didn't finish your job. You have to do it. What does it mean? In our last parsha is written, Kotomar lebet Yaakov etagid lebnei Israel. What does it mean? What did Moshe Rabbeinu went down and told different stories to the women and different stories to the men? Is this really what happened? So I saw a beautiful explanation. That's not the idea. The idea was very simple. Because you have different people that you talk to, you have to talk to each one of them in his own language. Because if you don't explain yourself in the right way, so in other words, there is a tomar, this is a nice way to say it, a soft way, like you talk to women, there is a hard way, like you talk to the men. And this is really, you're saying the same thing, but you're saying it in a way that everybody will understand. You know, sometimes a lecturer can come and can talk and talk and talk, and nobody understands what he says. And he's very clever. He's a genius. But he doesn't know how to give this information out from the other.
Talmud is not exactly a straight ahead, simple, clear
That's why you have to do something.
You see?
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. You cannot come to them and talk to them like the Talmud. You have to tell it to them simple, that everybody will understand. And that's the way to transfer a message. You cannot just go and to talk to people and just give information without taking any notice about who is standing in front of you.
The Talmud is how we get our information.
The Talmud at that time, that's exactly the point. We have Yeridat HaDorot. So what do you have today? By the way, if you went to a yeshiva 20 years ago, you wouldn't see Schuttenstein there. Now if you go to yeshiva, you will see Schuttenstein. But the students that learn in the yeshiva are being told, you don't use Schuttenstein to learn, only if you need something to know in a certain point. But you take the normal Gemara and you try and learn. Because yagata umatzata, you have to have this, let's say, hardness in order to dig into it. Because otherwise, if it's too easy, there's nothing coming out of it. Because that is a, like in every intelligent thing, if you want to be more, you have to have also hardness. It's not easy. Because if it's easy, you're learning nothing. So, but from the other side, you have to understand it. So that's why you have a Rav, that's why you have a teacher, that's why you have the today the Schuttenstein. With Schuttenstein, is, you know, cannot tell me. If somebody wants to learn today Gemara with Schuttenstein, it's very easy. It's very clear. What?
Steinsaltz.
Steinsaltz also. But I'm talking about Schuttenstein, is everybody agrees with it. With Schuttenstein, there is no problem. With Steinsaltz, some people say, not, yes, I'm not going into that argument. But those both are giving you everything ready. You don't have to do anything. And it's ready there. So in other words, that's... So why is it allowed? Why is it allowed?
You also have Googles.
Yeah, Google also. Google, you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I find things in Google that are not exactly right. But because in Google, everybody can write whatever, like Wikipedia. Everybody thinks Wikipedia is kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So be careful when you look in Wikipedia, especially if it's something to do with health. Don't do what's written if you don't check it with a real doctor, because sometimes you will read things that are got nothing to do with the real thing. And it's very important to know it. So God is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Ela mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. And this is the way we have to transfer our knowledge to others. Not just saying it to them, but saying it in a way that they will understand it. But the more important thing is that when we want really people to follow us, we have to do things, as we say. Like Yitro came and do. It's lilmod ulelamed lishmor velasot. Shkoyach.
Yeah.